You know, I just put in my all, I gave it my everything.
It's just about you feeling confident and empowered in yourself, which, you know, if we're talking about females, I think is really important, you know.
They say being a female creative or businesswoman tends to be harder. But when I look to Adelaide, I think we're doing a pretty good job at smashing glass ceilings. Just have a look at our local creatives and their community.
So I'm Emily Savage. I'm an artist, an illustrator, and a bit of a graphic designer as well.
Yeah, cool. I'm Tia. I am a photographer and local writer of sorts. I also write poetry, and I study at the moment.
So at what point were you both comfortable calling yourselves creatives?
Ooh. That's a good question, actually. I've always felt a bit uncomfortable because I've never been sure about the art that I'm creating. Mm. It's probably only in the last year, I'd say, because I'm not doing it as my full-time thing. It's a bit like, am I really a creative, you know? Yeah, I don't know about
it. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, not necessarily being fully in, like, the professional space. You know, I always kind of used to be like, oh, person who draws, person who paints. Yeah, totally. But I guess, yeah, more recently, or, like, very hesitantly in the last, like, three or four years maybe, but then a little bit more now, more confident saying that.
Yeah, definitely.
So when starting out, did you girls have friends, communities, or spaces which allowed you to feel welcomed and empowered as creatives, or was it more of a daunting experience?
It was definitely daunting, but I definitely had spaces that made it so much easier. I mean, being at uni and studying an arts degree, I think, you know, universities facilitate the meeting of people, like you, Ava, we met there. But I definitely think, like, the local music scene was my entryway into everything. That's how I started, you know, working for the Australian Underground. It's why I started to write more regularly. It's how I got into photography as well, actually, because I started just seeing people taking photos of musicians and I was like, that looks cool. I want to do that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely found it a bit more difficult just, like, I guess not studying a specific, like, visual arts degree or finding people through that. So I guess more of the community I found is sort of online or just, yeah, even through things like Instagram, you meet people to talk about, like, oh, how did you do this? Or, like, oh, I really like this sort of thing you did. And, like, different organisations, even, like, Girl Space and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of ways to meet people that way, yeah.
So women supporting women is often thrown about, but sometimes I wonder whether, because it's become a trending saying, it can be made superficial. So what's your sentiments regarding this? Have you guys had positive experiences with local creative women?
My experiences have kind of transcended gender a little bit. Like, I've just found a general support from the Adelaide community as a whole. I don't know. I've never really thought about it, I guess.
I've definitely, obviously have very, very positive experiences with other women artists and that sort of thing. I think a lot of people, for some reason, online happen to have been women as well. Like you said, Tia, just everyone seems to be very supportive, especially I think when you're meeting people not in the traditional spaces where there are a lot of artists, you know, because you'll find someone else and they kind of, like, latch onto them and, like, be able to have discussions you might not be able to with other people. Yeah. Mm.
Emily, your oil paintings and graphic designs, they often feature females as a subject. Is that something conscious, and if so, why?
Yeah, it's a little bit conscious. I guess it is sort of, autobiographical, like they're either of myself or often of my friends. I like the idea of having, you know, that representation, and I feel like a lot of the time you see representation from artists who represent that particular subset or whatever, so it's like, why not me as a woman, you know, paint a lot of women, you know, and represent that. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. And Tia, so you're a photographer, the nude female form, that one's often emotive in many of your photographs. Yeah. What's the concept or story behind that?
Well, yeah, those photos that I've posted recently, they're actually just of the same subject. That shoot was actually for one of my assessments for where I'm studying, which didn't have anything to do with, you know, nudity or anything, but the idea was just to create, like, a tableau, which is essentially just like a staged image. And
who I wanted to shoot, she's really just sure of herself when it comes to her sexuality and her body and things like that. And I just really wanted to kind of pay homage to that, I guess, if I'm going to be a bit, you know, artsy about it. So I wanted to reference that and really just showcase how cool I think it is of how sure she is in her body. So I was just like, just get in the shower, get some wine, you know, and just like reclaim your sexuality within your own right. We'll make it sexy, but it's not about like voyeurism or anything. It's just about you feeling confident and empowered in yourself, which, you know, if we're talking about females, I think is really important, you know.
Our young female artists are making waves and supporting and inspiring each other. But I thought I'd see how owner of Sustainable Clothing Co., Laura Vogt, is inspiring and educating locals to be more sustainable. So, hey, Laura.
Hey.
Selling sustainable clothing is one part of your brand, but how important is keeping your customers informed?
Yeah, definitely as important. So that's why we put on the days like the swaps, you know, because then people understand that there's other ways of being sustainable than just buying, you know, vintage and secondhand. I also do talks as well. I've done talks for the unis, for schools, and then when I launched Sustainable Clothing Co., I showed a documentary called The True Cost, and it's just about, you know, fast fashion, how it's affecting the planet. So I think education is really important in understanding why.
You help alleviate pressure for charity and like shops as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's true, definitely, because they get so many donations, and often what they do with them is like they send them to third world countries, if you know, and that does sound like a good thing, and it is. But also those third world countries, they get so inundated with so much of our unwanted stuff that it's ruining their clothing economy, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's people over there that want to make their own clothes or do their own thing, but then they've got all of this stuff coming from our country that, you know, they're having to put restrictions on it and stuff. So, yeah, it's important that we all sort of share the load, I suppose.
Especially seeing as the apparel industry is using four times as much fibre as it did 25 years ago, and that we are buying more and wearing items less. What's one piece of advice our listeners can take away for building a more sustainable wardrobe or habits?
Definitely. So every single piece of clothing that's ever been created has had an impact on the environment. And when you get 30 wears out of any item of clothing, then you're making up for that environmental impact.
So whether you explore our business owners or our creatives, it's clear that our females are doing a fabulous job at blazing their own trails and helping develop Adelaide's cultural scene.